theme this week is Christ-centered service.
But as we think of it, it is not simply a matter of preaching the gospel. Giving a word, meeting new season to the saints. Reaching out to those who are lost. Telling them of the fate that awaits them if they continue to refuse. The overture is made by the Spirit.
There needs to be a coming together
a unity that tells us that we recognize that we have one head. And He is the one who by the Spirit directs each of us. And He is never going to have us at odds or delivering different messages, because He is the perfect one. If it doesn't work, it's because of us. One of our writers has said that the difficulty is not unity, it's the dwelling together. Because when the flesh begins to creep in, and I begin to think more highly of myself than I ought to think, then I forget who is the head. Behold, says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is something to which our attention is called. Behold, look at it carefully, examine it. It's good and pleasant. And I think of the psalmist who was led to write this and who very well knew what it was like to have a dysfunctional family. And Adonijah, who wanted to be king, regardless of what else was planned. And Absalom, who would kill his father so that he could be king. I dare say in the assembly of God, there are too many who would want to be king. And as soon as I begin to think that way, it means that I've lost sight of the one who truly is in control, the head. For we're told that it's good and pleasant. And I love to think of it this way, that when there is unity, not something that's cooked up by human effort, but something that is led by the Spirit. When there is unity, it delights the heart of God. He finds delight in it. But it is also pleasant. And I like to think of the fact that not only does God find delight when He sees His children truly unified, but that unity affects many around us. The Spirit of God says through David, it is like the precious ointment of the head. We know that God gave Moses instructions for that ointment that was to be used to anoint Aaron and his sons. Not only did he say that it was never to be copied, it was never to be used for any other purpose than that for which it was made. And I think of what it must have been like that day when with that ointment, that which was prepared as it were, I don't say this lightly, by the divine promises, could not be copied. That when that was poured upon Aaron, the aroma must have filled that place. And I would like to suggest, beloved, that if our service is Christ-centered,
Not only is it going to affect and delight the heart of the woman, but there's going to be an aroma that will attract those who are outside. They will be drawn to this place. Because you see, the service that is being rendered, the message that is being told forth, is not of me. It is of him. Precious ointment. That which ran down after it was placed, poured on his head, ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. And it went all the way down to the spurs of his thighs. Beloved, that is what unity amongst us. And this is not something that is forged by man. It is not achieved by a set of rules. But it is simply each of us, believers in the Lord Jesus, being conscious of who our head is, having our ears open to that which the Spirit would teach us of Him. And as we continue in this life, growing more and more like Him each day, with hearts of love, hearts and eyes that will not look at what another one is doing except to pray for them. Hearts that are so occupied with the Lord Jesus that I have little time to look around, because I am carrying out the assignment given to me by my head. What an aroma. And of course, the wonders of time. And I don't want to be cruel, but as I consider myself in the light of the Word, what kind of smell am I giving up? We're told this unity cannot, however, be at the expense of truth. It is not simply compromising for the sake of compromising. We have enough of that in the political world. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. I want my bill passed, so even though I disagree with your bill and what it tends to do, I'll sign up for it because then you owe me a favor. That is not what we have here. We have a unity that is forged by the Spirit. We have truth that is contained in the Word, which we all must follow. Let me say, however, that unity is not uniformity. If I want to see uniformity, I go on the parade grounds, everybody in the same uniform. Unvaried sameness. I see one soldier, the other one looks just like him. This is not uniformity, but it's a unity that can only be formed as I am in obedience to my head and control of my lips. Self is put aside. Ambitions mean nothing anymore. Then the psalmist goes on to say that this unity is like the dew of Hermon.
group of mountains. And Hermon is the tallest of that group. It really is much higher than the others surrounding it. But as the weather gets cold, you see, Hermon is so tall that snow caps form on the top of that mountain. You know what happens? As the weather becomes warmer, and as the ground around the other mountains begins to become dry and parched, the snow caps on the top of Hermon begin to melt. And that water feeds the vegetation around the other mountains. I think of the picture. Tall, stately mountain. If it were me as a human being, I'd be so puffed up, nobody could get past me. But there, that mountain, instead of looking down at the others and sneering because they're not as tall, that refreshing, that water comes down and is of benefit to the vegetation around those mountains that are beautiful. Waterfall. There's one other thing, that unity amongst brethren, and I'm not speaking of the so-called brethren. I am speaking of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we the brethren. There's one other thing for which we should yearn. And if you go to the Gospel of John, in the high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus, he tells us there, as he speaks to his Father, and he asks his Father for those who he's going to be leaving. He says, I pray not that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil. And then he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe through their word. You see, he expected that those who had been with him, those who have followed him, would remain united under his direction and in the energy and power of the Holy Spirit whom they would receive, that they would preach the word. That they would do service for him. And he says, not neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe on me through their word. This is what I want to call for your attention. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Beloved in the Lord, if we display in this scene the unity that comes from following the head, the unity that comes as we are under the control of the Holy Spirit,
The Lord Jesus himself says, this will cause the world to believe that you sent me. We may preach it time after time, but if we do not live it, those who hear us will discard it, because they will not see the consistency that should characterize us. They will not see the unity that should mark us as we come together as fellow laborers. With one at the controls, guiding us, directing us, sometimes to different parts of the world. But we are conscious of his direction. And then God the Spirit teaches us what we should say. God grant that as we have come together with this theme, Christ-centered service, that the service that we perform might indeed have Christ at its center, that service might be for Christ, that all the glory might be his. Shall we pray? Our God, our Father, thou hast brought us together. Thou hast brought us safely from various places which we give thee nothing. And now should the Lord Jesus not come before us? Should he continue to wait in patience? Before us lies a few days where we are going to read your word. We're going to discuss matters that pertain to your word. Grant our God that we might be subject to our head. That God the Spirit might have full control. And that what is said and done might be in a spirit of unity. That the Lord Jesus will get